You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated always joins us. Hi, Drew. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope you're enjoying the weather today.
I am. And you know what? It was cool this morning when I walked out of the house. I think the wind was maybe out of the north, northwest a little bit. Felt really good. Is that the start of something different for us again, meaning cooler temperatures?
Yeah. You know, this. I'm beginning to be haunted by the terminology that the Europeans used to talk about, you know, the year without the summer or whatever it was they're always talking about, or it was cool all year long. Of course, we've had some warmth. Certainly this doesn't come close to that. But yes, we are getting ready to go back into some more chilly weather. And it looks like for the next week, we're probably going to see quite a bit of it. We've got two surges of cold coming into the area. The first one's already out there, and that's what you're feeling. There'll be a reinforcing shot of cooler air that will show up as we go into the latter part of the weekend and the early part of next week. And that will dominate the entire work week next week. So we're getting a little taste of the cooler conditions here today and tomorrow, perhaps. But it'll be a lot more chilly across the region as we go through the work week next week. There'll be a short-term bout of warming in between. And some of those western Corn Belt areas that got up over 100 degrees yesterday, we'll probably see one more opportunity for that kind of heat out that way, and then they too will cool down with this event next week. What's interesting, this pattern is going to still be with us going into the middle of August. In other words, we'll warm up again in that first week of August, and then we'll have another round of cooling that will occur around mid-month. And so after that, I think things will start changing. We'll see some summer weather at the end of August and into September. So definitely an interesting pattern we're in right now. We are going to dry out the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt additionally. That's the one area that I think we need to keep an eye on. There may be some yield stress and a little bit of loss in production perhaps in some of those areas if everything comes together as suggested. It may be cool, but it's not necessarily going to rain a lot in those areas.
At least for a portion of the Midwest, it sounds like really good growing conditions for corn. Soybeans, maybe not so much, but that heat at the end of August might be just what they would be hankering for then, I would think.
Absolutely. From a soybean perspective in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, that is true. But for those areas in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, southwest Iowa, those areas there, some of those beans will already be stressed because they're not doing well with moisture right now. And I think these cool air masses will come into those areas relatively dry. So we'll probably continue to dry down the soil in those areas. And so when the heat and the dryness gets exacerbated later in August, it might have a little more of a negative impact, but only in that area. All these other areas in the Midwest that have plenty of moisture around and have actually been a little chilly here recently and will obviously be that way again for a while. Certainly a last-minute blast of warmer temperatures will certainly help to finish out the crop in a very favorable way.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Helps us wrap it up. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.